Hey, what's up? A 41-year-old man tried to have sex with a steel bench. The bench had a series of small holes cut into it, and this man decided to put his penis in one of the holes. And then when he got aroused somehow by a bench, his penis got stuck in one of the holes. He even had to call the police for help himself. As if having your penis stuck in a bench isn't embarrassing enough. I wonder how that conversation was like. Hey, I kinda got my penis stuck in a bench. And by kind of, I mean, I got my penis stuck in a bench. I don't get what was going through this guy's mind. How can having sex with a metal bench be pleasurable? Yeah, cause you know, whenever I have sex with a woman, I always just imagine her vagina as a cold, sharp piece of metal. The perfect sexual fantasy for me is to rub a piece of shrapnel against my dick. I wonder if he just kept having sex with the bench after he realized he was stuck. Ow, 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 it hurts so good. So some emergency workers tried to drain the blood from his penis to make the swelling go down, but it didn't work, so they had to cut his dick off. No, I'm just kidding. They just cut the bench off and took it to the hospital with him attached. He must have had a pretty small penis because those holes are pretty small. I've sat on one of those benches before and I can hardly fit my finger in. If he can fit his penis in there, that's kind of sad. But you know what? It would have been more sad if he put his dick in there, got hard, and it still came out easily. So 4 hours later, he was finally separated from the bench with his penis still intact. But you know, if he had been attached to it for like an hour more, they would have had to cut his dick off. But you know, from what I've heard, it wouldn't have been much of a loss anyway. I wonder what the conversation with the emergency team was like when they first got there. Oh, thank God you guys are here. You can get me off this bench, right? Oh, sure, we can get you off the bench, but we're gonna have to cut your dick off.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, if we don't get you off there quick, we're gonna have to cut your dick off. Did you say make him panic? Or keep him calm? I can't remember.